The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at warning you, said I was reaching for the moon, but oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how, but ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
I sang this at my wedding with my pal Joe Barbara, one of the great actors, Broadway actor, great actor. Joey was at the wedding. We got up there with the band. They all laughed because I had, beautiful Kimberly, and I was up there, and they all laughed, and here we are together. And then she left me. So I guess I should have done a quarter to three. No one in the place except you and me after that, I guess, you know. But at the time, it was a good song to sing. And they all left. They could all left. They will be left. You know what? They're making fun of those of us who support the country. Those of us who believe in one nation under God. Those of us who want to defend the police, not defund the police. Those of us who believe in the United States of America. You know, believe in law enforcement, the military, family, God, and country. Listen, they're laughing at it. They laugh at it. I'm telling you, there's a snarkiness. I wear a lapel pin with the American flag on it, with the Secret Service, or the one that I got from the Homeland Security guys when I was out at Michael's of Brooklyn years ago. I wear the American flag right there proudly on my lapel because I'm American. I'm a patriot. Oh, well, you're a Trump supporter, huh? That's what I get. That's what I get because I wear the flag. And you know what? Now that you mentioned it, I am. And I'm going to wear the flag. I'm going to stick it right in your face. Oh, get me started. For crying out loud, it's ridiculous. If you support the country, it's like unfashionable. And to say, and when you support the police, you get ridiculed for it. Well, they all laughed. And that's what's going to happen November 4th. I'm telling you, I predict it now. There's a couple things you got to watch. The debate. And I would humbly submit to the president of the United States, one of the greatest presidents we've ever had, is this president. Look at the accomplishments before you disagree and you hate and you hate. And you're going to say mean things about me because I support somebody who's been a great president. Then show me objectively why I shouldn't vote for Donald Trump. There's no reason you look at Joe Biden. It's socialism. That was a great interview. Joe Sebilia, thanks for running down Julia's song. And a shout out to our friend Mike Calabrese for bringing Julia to the airwaves. People who have lived through socialism are voting for Donald Trump because they're scared. They're scared that the same thing. You know what I want to tell you too? So I had a girl that was here. The whole crew came out, and we shot something for Catholic Charities of Trenton. And they came to the house, and we did some pre-records, right? And it was a great crew, great. And there was one gal, she was, I think I told you this before, she was from Venezuela. Was she from Venezuela? Wherever it was, she goes, oh my gosh, you know, they run to America. They run to America from these socialist countries because they fear for their lives. There's that you defund the police. You're going to get what's happening in New York. Exactly. And then Joe DeGenova, our buddy, said, everything's going to turn into Caracas. You know, you don't want it like that. There's a danger here. And I worry about my children. And I don't know that my kids even know the difference. But I know from doing the research. And then this, too, is where I just read where we were talking to somebody online. Yeah, look at this. This is from our buddy. Curtis Ellis. Look at this. Now, you want to feel guilty? Baby, my boomer brothers and sisters, I just happened to read this, and Curtis is always right on the money. This is Charlie Finch's friend, Curtis Ellis. So he goes, look at generation failure. I'm reading here. Blame baby boomers and their children for the state of America. Oh, wait a minute now. But I understand it. Okay, boomer, it says here. I hate to make generalizations, but it's time to admit your generation and the generation you raised are failures. Oh, man. Look at this. The generation that gave birth to you sacrificed personal comfort, defeated fascism, held the line against red fascism, conquered polio, fought and beat Jim Crow, built the greatest economy and a broad-based prosperity unlike anything the world has ever known, and did it to honor its, you know, our forebears, right? For this, it earned the title of the greatest generation. That's the generation before us, right? But today, they say we're not doing our job as baby boomers. Apparently, we spoil our kids. This is an article, and I don't know that I disagree with Curtis Ellis right here. I really feel like that because I talk to my beautiful children who, you know, and I spoil them so much. I don't know that they understand all that we have to lose. You know, they look at Donald Trump. They don't like the whatever, you know, maybe the bluster, the tweeting, whatever it is about Donald Trump, you know. But I'm saying, and I say this subjectively, and I say this not in a mean way. And you don't have to be snarky back at me. Just explain to me objectively why I shouldn't. You need and I mean this in the most respectful way. You need a little madness in the White House. You need a little crazy in the White House. You got to have that I always say, that General Patton kind of feel. You know, shoot from the hip. It's got to be like that. Because it's been so we've been trained. And I see all the people that disagree with President Trump. And then I watch some of the shows, you know, on HBO and stuff, you know, the anti-American kind of shows that they put on. And it's always got all these people that talk about, well, you know, about the, and they're all like former CIA, former FBI, a lot of these folks. And they're a lot of former deep state, what I call the deep state. And they're all refined in the door. And I'm saying, that's exactly what we don't need right now. You need somebody to go in and totally disrupt what's going on. Otherwise, you got socialism in our face. And the main thing I worry about, and I tell you this because I love you, and I really, I don't want to get crazy. And no, I'm not wearing a MAGA hat. Although I love the MAGA rallies that are around the country. I love it. They love President Trump. I know him like a kind of a friend, a business associate who I worked for. And I say as objectively as I can, I'm telling you, if Joe Biden gets in, China is cheering. China sent the virus here. They got to the White House. It hit the upper echelon of the United States military. And then I'm telling you, and our kids don't see it. You know, the educators don't see it. The teachers don't see it. They will come in and it's quiet. And the manifesto for the Communist Party is to take over our country. And they would do it in about 2 years. You know, they they'd roll it out little by little. I'm telling you, I see it clear as day. And you know it. I think you see that. And I say, and give me a call if I'm wrong, 877-970-2999. But it's just a little scary. It's a little scary. And it's true. And to Curtis Ellis's point, we spoil our children. They are very privileged. There's no such thing as white privilege, but we give them the privilege. We spoil them. And then they don't, I think somehow, you know, they don't understand. And then the baby boomers, to blame us even further, a lot of us were hippies. And then we went on to be teachers. And we were very, very anti-American liberal hippies who hated the country and wanted to change everything and wanted socialism. And then you get Mayor de Blasio as a mayor. And that works out well, huh? Oh, well, come on.
You know, there is some truth to that. I think with kids, we had a town-wide garage sale on Saturday and Sunday, right? So my wife and I drag out all this stuff to sell. We bring out One of Jack's bicycles. He doesn't ride his bicycle anymore.
I want to move to Clark. That sounds like fun. That sounds like fun.
It was fun. I mean, listen, my wife and I, we made a little money, which was good, selling our junk. But anyway.
Look at you. This is great. Yeah.
So my son, he goes, I want to sell my bicycle. I want to sell my scooter. I want to sell a couple things. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, we'll sell it for you, and we'll give you the money. So at one point, he calls to check in late Saturday, like, how much did we sell yet? And I said, well, you made, I don't know, like $20 so far. And he goes, that's it? I go, you know, Rockefeller, for doing nothing, right? You're with your grandparents, and for doing nothing, you've already made $20. So on Sunday, he calls again with a check-in, and I go, you made like $43 or whatever. And he goes, well, what else did you sell? And I said, well, I had video games downstairs that were mine that I sold. He goes, why did you sell those? I said, because they're mine. He goes, well, why couldn't I have looked through them first? Maybe I could have sold them for more money. I go, because they're mine. It's my money. I mean, like, really? So now he wants to go to this movie with his friend, right? So he goes, Dad, can you buy the tickets? I said, absolutely. So I buy the tickets for him and his friend. And, you know, I'm a little, you know, obviously he's a little nervous going to the movies. Movie theaters are open, but they're only showing certain things. Absolutely. But I said, you know, listen, as long as you wear your mask, you're fine. You won't have an issue or whatever. Because I don't even think the concession stands are open in the movie theater because, you can't eat. So he comes home. He's still arguing with me about the stuff that we're selling and we should sell it for more prices. And look, I'm looking at him like, who is this kid? Who is he? 17. So I go, listen, I said, did you pay for the movie? You made $43. Did you pay for the movie tickets for you and your friend? He looks at me. He goes, no. He goes, how much are they? I said, it was $35 for the movie tickets. So he goes, yeah. I go, and I'm paying for them. You should be paying for them. Go get your plastic bag of money and give me money. Do you know my son walked back in the house? Yeah. He came out with $35 and he handed it to me.
Look at you.
So I took the money and I said, okay, now tell your friend that you paid for the movie tickets. So he looks at me, he goes, you're taking the money? I go, yeah, did you think I wasn't taking the money? You handed me $35. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
That's it. Now get in the house.
So funny.
The nerve.
You know what? I can remember. You know what you're making me think of? When my pop, God bless the rest of his soul, and he, what did he get? He gave me money because I needed to take the senior trip. Believe it or not, we took a scene. So I needed some money. So
like a ski trip, or you went to the seaside or something.
I'm embarrassed to tell you. This sounds like a spoiled brat. It's not as a Bermuda. I went with my buddy Craig Beckwith. I remember, and we went to Bermuda.
What about Skip Felsenfels? He wasn't invited.
Well, Skip might have been there. Skip Felsenfels might have been there. This is Mr. Felsenfels. So we went, but it was $125. Believe me, back in the day, that was a lot of money.
Of course.
$125. My father gave me. Now he gave me the money. He goes, oh, I'll give me your money. He goes, here. All right, I'll give you the money. And Pop was he was just great. So now I paid him back, and he went, oh, thank you. And there was a thought for a second. Well, you're gonna give it back to me, Dad, right? You don't really want it, right?
Exactly.
I think he kept it. I was so disappointed. I'm paying you back.
Here's the funniest part.
Can I have it back now?
Here's the funniest part of the garage sale. So on Sunday, Saturday, we sold a bunch of stuff. So on Sunday, my wife says, I said to my wife, I said, Sunday, we won't get up so early. We'll go for breakfast. We'll go do our food shopping. We'll come back. We'll put the stuff out at 11 o'clock, and we'll stay out there for a couple of hours. And then, you know, whatever. The great part about my town was anything you didn't sell, you can put in front of your house. They'll pick it up for free as junk. So, okay, great. So my wife goes, I don't know. I don't want to do this. It's so exhausting. It's tiring. It's this,
whiners,
it's that.
The whiners. Right.
So I go, babe, it takes us 10, 15 minutes to set this stuff up. What's the big deal? We put it out. Maybe we'll make a little money. Do you know, she listened to me finally. Yeah. We put the stuff out.
Yeah.
Within 20 minutes, we sold a bunch of stuff. I put an ad on the Facebook page for the township.
Yeah,
I said, I got two bicycles here. Make me an offer. $50 for two of them if you say you saw it on Clark Neighbors. Some guy pulls up 10 minutes later. I saw your ad on Clark Neighbors. I said, great, sold, $50. Bang, he hands me one of this. She looks at me after the guy leaves. She goes, you know, I don't often admit this, but you were right. I said, can we go on Facebook Live right now? I want to put you on camera. This is great. I'm right. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. She actually admitted. I thought I was going to fall over in the chair.
You actually, the garage sale thing, I never got into that.
What?
Never got into
that. I love garage sales.
No, you know what? I mean, we're moving, so we got a lot of junk that we really need to get rid of. So it came at the perfect time because I was able to get furniture out that the town will pick up.
Sure.
We were able to sell some things. We made a couple hundred bucks, which was nice. I sold my comic book collection. to a guy who picked it up. He's finishing picking it up today.
But Al, aren't those are expensive, those comic book collections?
No, no, no. He made me a very generous offer. It was well worth the money, and I said, you know what? It's going. Because I've been moving this comic book collection since the mid-90s from apartment to apartment to a house to house.
I said, you know what?
I cannot do this anymore. It's got to go. And he made me a fair enough offer. I was very happy.
I can't do it, Sally. Can't do it, Sally.
That's what I used to tell my wife all the time.
I have original Superman comics from back in the day.
Joe, you have no idea how I would say this to my wife. No, you don't understand. I have this guy. I have the whole series of that. And she would just look at me and shake her head. She's like, as long as you can carry it, I don't care. You can bring it. And let me tell you something. This stuff was heavy. I mean, we're talking 10,000 comics. Toys, all kinds of junk, statues, this, that. I wasn't even looking at it anymore. That's it. You know, it's sold.
I have a box of Donald Duck, Porky Pig, just rotting away in my...
Give me a little Donald Duck there. Give me a little Donald Duck.
Oh, what do you want, Joe?
It's perfect. That's the best Donald Duck. Who did Donald Duck in the Disney?
It was originally a man named Clarence Nash, and now it is Tony Anselmo.
Only you would know. Before and after. Thank you very much. 20 after 9 o'clock right now. We're going to get back to business with John Iannarelli. He's going to join us, former police officer, retired FBI agent. So you don't want to miss John coming up on the show. Debbie's out there, 20 after 9 on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing it. You know, it almost makes you want to go to the garage sale, see what you can find out there. You know, it's amazing. Good morning, guys. We're going to head right to the FDR Drive. It's been kind of busy this morning on the FDR Drive North, 20s through the 30s. The service road is blocked with construction. Also, now on the southbound FDR Drive in the 70s, it's an accident being cleared. Problems by exit 16 into Harrison. It's closed. Serious accident, 280 West right through Harrison. Prepare for slowdowns on the New England Thruway northbound exit 20 getting up through Portchester. That's some right lane construction to deal with. Southbound West Side Highway in the 150s. It looks like an accident there was just clear, but traffic still moving kind of slowly heading through that area as well. Cloudy today with a high in the mid 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, talking about Wounded Warrior Project, please. And thank you, Debbie Duhaime. It's 9:21 right now. You know, Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our servicemen and women returning home with the scars of war, whether the scars are physical or mental. You hear about that. I don't even want to think about it. These men and women, these warriors, right? They go and they put their lives on the line for our freedoms, and then they come back with mental health issues like you can't believe. I could never understand it. So if you want, you can make a donation to help a wounded warrior receive the mental health treatment that they need. That's what Wounded Warrior Project is all about. It's 800-900-4997, 800-900-4997. You could also go online, please, just to check it out. And by the way, if you've been there and you're in, you know, you're out of the service and you're looking for help, helpwarriors.org. Helpwarriors.org. Or again, call 800-900-4997. $50. $50 provides services for one warrior, you know, and it provides mental health and counseling services to one warrior. Wounded Warrior Project offers a variety of mental health programs, providing critical care to thousands of warriors who otherwise might go untreated. $50 that provides services to one warrior. Here is the number. You can go to helpwarriors.org or call, please, 800-900-4997.
Charlie Kirk sees a bright future ahead.
What is a judge? A judge is there to interpret the laws, to analyze whether or not the laws are constitutional, whether or not you have gone outside of the parameters set forth in the framework of the U.S. Constitution. And now today, for the first time in my lifetime and the lifetime of anybody listening, you have a chance to swing the courts back to a constitutional majority.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Donald Trump never speaks softly. He speaks boldly as the voice for the voiceless, defending the unborn, the strongest pro-life president in history. He speaks forcefully, protecting the persecuted here and around the world, and for our right to freely practice our faith. He speaks unapologetically, nominating a historic number of judges who will defend our God-given constitutional rights. Joe Biden and the radical left want to continue the Obama-Biden policies that forced immoral values in our homes and schools and support abortion up until the moment of birth. They've attacked President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett for her faith. And Biden wants to rig the Supreme Court, taking away our constitutional rights. Donald Trump speaks for us, boldly leading the way. He's never let us down and never will.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald Trump for President, Inc.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you to go to nocolumbus.org. You got a K-N-O-W, nocolumbus.org. I'm so excited to tell you this because I do all the research for this show. We look at everything. And then I'm reading about Columbus and, you know, the documentary that Chaz did, you know. And I'm reading it. I'm going like, whoa. And I keep hearing it for years. It's a false narrative about Columbus. You got to go to nocolumbus.org. It's the first organization of its kind. The whole concept is from a friend who was on the show, Johnny Viola, just a bright young guy and a true Italian American. And this, by the way, translates to ethnicity everywhere. And so this organization, nocolumbus.org, first of its kind, dedicated to conducting and distributing research related to Christopher Columbus with the goal of dispelling the myths surrounding his accomplishments. It's founded earlier in the year, nocolumbus.org. It's K-N-O-W, columbus.org. It's comprised of members of some awesome Italian-American organizations like the Columbus Citizens Foundation, the Italian Sons and Daughters of America, the National Italian-American Foundation, NIAF, you know, and the Order Sons and Daughters of Italy and America, and Unico National. These are all great organizations with great citizens, and they're all proud, first and foremost, to be American. Go to nocolumbus.org. Their goal is to develop policy solutions and proposals to address the preservation of Columbus Day, with an emphasis on helping the general public get to know the true Columbus. Foundation resources will be directed toward the creation of educational materials to appeal to a wide variety of audiences, all with the goal of preserving the famed explorer's legacy. Get to know Columbus. Get started today, please, at knowcolumbus.org. Knowcolumbus.org.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 926 on AM 970. The Answer. John Yandarelli is a great guy. He's got a great book out. And I'll tell you, I put a quote to the book. And it's a very funny book about law enforcement, former police officer, retired FBI special agent. John, welcome to the show. I just saw you on an HBO special. I saw Commissioner Couric on. That was good. You were great in that. So what was that for, if I may ask?
Joe, I do a lot of different things in the media, and I think the latest HBO special had to do with what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. And they're talking about the story of that. So, remember, I look best on radio, so that's why I'm here with you today.
No, it's not. Tell us about the book, man. This is a great book. You got my quote? Did you get my quote, John?
Joe, I can't thank you enough. Appreciate the quote, having you join the others there and talking about the book. But Disorderly Conduct, which is coming out this fall, and it's a story of all the crazy stories from law enforcement, the things people don't see, what we as cops have to put up with, what we deal with. But it's all funny. It's all gives you an idea of the humor behind the badge.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We have a Colonel Jack Jacobs, a Medal of Honor recipient, and a personal friend, comes on the show, and I ask him, man, when he was in Vietnam, you know, and when he was in the heat of the battle and what he did in Vietnam, he goes, I said, how'd you get through it? He goes, humor, in the most ridiculous of times. So you dealt that when you were a cop or with the FBI. You had to use that to get through it all, yes?
You see some crazy things and some disturbing things. You have to have a sense of humor. Otherwise, it would eat you up. And that's one of the things those people out there protesting cops, cops are doing every day the stuff the public wouldn't want to be paid enough to possibly have to do. And so hopefully a little dose of humor made it easier to deal with along the way.
It's so true. John, let me ask you about my friend, Mayor Giuliani. He was onto these Hunter Biden emails, even before the FBI is now. Will Chris Wray jump on this? Your take on all of this, John?
So allegedly, all of this has been passed to the FBI. I believe that's the case because the store owner who received the laptops produced a copy of a grand jury subpoena, which is fairly typical. The FBI would either have them sign a release form, but better yet, better treat it as evidence and submit a subpoena to the owner. FBI's got the case. They've got the computers. Somebody needs to be looking at this. I'm sure it's being done. My speculation is nobody wants to move before the election because clearly it could have an impact.
But with the Durham report, we keep waiting for these things to come out. Does this start from the Attorney General's office? Is that where that's coming from, do you think?
Well, with the Durham report, you know, he is running this investigation, doesn't have the resources that one would have in the federal government where you have, for example, when Robert Mueller put the committee together, it's essentially FBI agents being pulled from their normal jobs, unlimited bodies for whatever you need to get the mission done. Durham is probably dealing, he's hamstrung because he only has so many people, and this is a lot of work to be done. I interview somebody, have to write a report, it's going to kill the day and maybe longer. Multiply that by all the different things they have to do, and that's why this is dragging on. But I also suspect he's being very thorough, which is a good thing, and looking for the truth.
John Iannarelli is a former police officer, retired FBI agent. In your consultant, author, in your experience, as you see this Hunter Biden to emails unfold, John, yeah, just your instinct. I mean, it sounds authentic. I mean, wouldn't the campaign have denied it? I mean, your cop's instinct is what I'm asking for, you know, or as a special agent with the FBI. Yeah.
I'll give you more than instinct. So one of the things I did in the FBI is I focused on cyber investigations. Computers don't lie. If you give me a file electronically, I can do a forensic exam and determine, is that file in its pure form or has it been corrupted? Meaning, has somebody gone in, edited, changed where the file came from, where it originated? Easy to do. And the fact that nobody's pushing back in any way, you notice no one is talking about, we need to have these files examined to see if they're authentic. They're not saying that. That leads me to believe they're authentic.
Wow. So there's something there. Does it unfold before the election? Anything really damning come out, do you think? Again, asking on your instinct, John.
Well, if it does come out, don't look for it on social media. I mean, that's the problem. Even when information comes out, who is covering it? And that is one of the dangers in this country today is we have turned all First Amendment over to the social media, and it's being controlled what you're reading, what you're seeing, what you're not seeing. Look for my Twitter account to be postponed and canceled later today as a result of what I'm saying. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of people are jumping on this story. Now, if it was the other side, if it was Trump, I think this would be 24-hour coverage.
John, thank you. It's so funny. I don't mean to make jokes about it, but they're censoring us. They're censoring us on Twitter and on Facebook. I mean, and they're flowing all the information at their own pace and as they want it. This is scary stuff. I mean, I'm right. All your years in law enforcement, John Iannarelli, don't you think this is the craziest time of all? I mean, the way they're hiding things and they're censoring things. Have you seen any time worse than this?
I haven't. And the public needs to remember, the news we grew up with doesn't exist anymore. You know, the Walter Cronkite, the man you can trust, all that is gone. Now you have to be very suspect of anything you're reading. And anybody who is getting their news exclusively from the internet is doing a disservice to themselves. They need to be open-minded at what they look at and look at various sources because it's all being controlled by people who own private businesses and have their own agenda.
And this is from a retired FBI special agent, former cop. John, we appreciate it. John Iannarelli right there. Just Google that name. He's a speaker. He's an author. And we thank you for your service to the United States of America, sir. Thank you, John. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Sounds great, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, awesome, man. Unbelievable. Scary stuff. 934 with Joe on the radio. Give us a phone call, too, at 877-970-2999. And we're coming right back with Basil Russo from the NoColumbus.org. And we're going to deal with you. You know what? We deal objectively. We deal with the facts. If you disagree, you could call. You could call with my New Jersey accent, 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 935. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The COVID pandemic is to blame for the closing of yet another famed Times Square restaurant. The Mean Fiddler will shut its doors by the end of the month. The bar restaurant was a celebrity hotspot for a time with stars like Bono, Johnny Depp, Jimmy Fallon, and Liam Gallagher. It also has been a long favorite for Broadway showgoers and tourists. The owners of the Mean Fiddler say they have only been doing about 10% of their normal business since the pandemic began back in March. They say they can no longer afford to keep their doors open and pay the rent. Towns throughout Monmouth and Ocean counties are adjusting how Halloween is celebrated this year along with the rest of the country. Asbury Park holding a drive-through event from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. the day of Halloween, while Red Bank plans to hold its annual parade on Sunday, October 25th. In Ocean County, Bayhead residents will be able to trick-or-treat until 8 p.m. Houses will get signs if they want to hand out candy. Trick-or-treaters in Toms River are also being told to stop at 8 p.m. and being given a start time of 2 p.m. In sports, Giants finally in the win column this season after squeaking by the Washington football team. They won yesterday's game 20-19. Meanwhile, the Jets, they just can't get a win, going 0-6 so far this season. They were shut out by the Dolphins in Miami 24-0. The Jets are the only team in the NFL without a win yet. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Hey, Al, let's go to the LIE westbound at 110. They're doing some right lane construction getting out toward Melville. Traffic is moving slowly on the Deegan northbound getting up toward the 230s construction. Southbound busy getting down toward the stadium. Whitestone Bridge, it's construction getting into Queens, slowing everybody down. And traffic is moving slowly on the Hutch northbound getting up toward the Hutchinson River drawbridge with ongoing road work. Eastbound Gowanus getting up and out toward the Belt Merge. Looks like a disabled vehicle in the HOV lane. And on the FDR Drive south in the 70s, a crash over there. Northbound FDR Drive 20s through the 30s. Service road is blocked with some ongoing maintenance there. You're building on the LIE westbound through Woodhaven Boulevard. Heavy again, Van Dam Street getting right into the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 280 westbound closed in Harrison with a serious accident. Inbound George 20, Lincoln 15, Holland 10. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. I see the phone calls. I see you. I see you. You think I'm not looking at you? I see you. You see me? Can you see me? Are you talking to me? You know what? I'm going to go to the calls. We're going to talk to Basil Russo coming up momentarily. I'm going to tell you about Balance of Nature, and then we're going to grab your calls. We got the morning all planned out. See? We got. What are you kidding me? This is Monday. Why am I such a good mood on Monday? I don't know. 9:37. It's Monday, October 19th. Maybe it's the balance of nature. I take my balance of nature. I just took my second hit of balance of nature. I call it the hit. I take the fruits before the show and then after the show, and I'll take vegetables later. And because I never eat enough. I told you with my mom. She was so cute. Oh, you got to love your mom, right? And Joseph, I have broccoli rabe. I meant to give you the broccoli rabe after I visited my mom. And that is like the ultimate antioxidant, right? That's Italian penicillin, the garlic and the broccoli rabe. But you can get the same kind of antioxidants from Balance of Nature. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And the best defense against any virus is your own immune system, please. You know that. I'm not making any clinical claims. I'm not going to do that. But I would tell you, you build up your immune system, you'll be better off. I am so indebted to Balance of Nature because I've been, I don't know, by the grace of God, you know, a lot of praying too. That helps too, right? But really, I take religiously, speaking of religion, I take a religiously Balance of Nature and I feel great. But I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it. Just remember this, please. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And now from the Howard family, free shipping and 35% off. Boom!
home. Any new preferred order, a balance of nature. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and, you know what, overall better health. 800-246-8751. I know you've been hearing me telling you about this. This morning you call, you check it out. Just call, please. 800-246-8751 or go here, please. balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
In the history of bad ideas, this is top 10 material. Brooklyn State Senator Andrew Gonardis and his Albany friends voted to end cash bail requirements. What could go wrong? Well, police say after Gonardis sided with Mayor de Blasio to end cash bail, 3,000 criminal defendants have been released who committed 9,000 new crimes. After the law kicked in, the Daily News found one guy, arrested six times, who walked with zero bail. Quote, "You can't touch me," the guy bragged. Thanks, Senator Gonardis. Gonardis even voted to give criminal defendants more personal information about witnesses, despite risking intimidation and sexual assault in gang cases. No wonder Gonardis is backed by radicals pushing to defund the police. Liberal Andrew Gonardis, wrong on crime, wrong for state senate. Paid for by Safe Together NY, Inc. This communication was not expressly authorized or requested by any candidate or by any candidate's political committees or any of its agents.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. You do not have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. They have a state-of-the-art service center that you cannot believe, showroom like you can't believe, and Alex Kinsella, the general manager, and the entire team at Route 22 Toyota, stay safe, wear masks, they fog the vehicles. I love that. I want to be in the vehicle while they fog it. I'm saying, you know, I'm a germaphobe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they make sure the vehicles are all disinfected. And you don't have to deal with dummies. There's just regular down-to-earth grounded people at the Route 22 Toyota. Then they offer you this. This is what I love to tell you about. The 0% APR financing for qualified buyers up to 60 months. Zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. How cool is that? Zero down leases, 0% interest up to 5 years. Now, Alex wants you to call 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949 for details. You tell them Joe sent you. They'll know what you're talking about. 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive, please, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota is right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Oh, every time I hear Italian songs, I go, I gotta brush up on my Italian. I sang Sorrento the other day for my mother and my dear friend, the great opera star Luciano. My buddy, he goes, Joe, you want some lessons? I'll give you a lesson. I'll tell you, Basil Russo is vice president of NoColumbus.org, president of the ISDA, Italian American Heritage Month it is, and we welcome Basil to the program. Basil, I always feel guilty. I try to speak Italian, but then when I speak with somebody from Italy, I say, oh, why am I even opening my mouth? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You and I are in the same boat on that one, Joe.
You know what? But yeah, it's a beautiful language. And hey, Basil, so welcome to the show, man. Thank you. You know, I know you're working with Johnny Viola and NoColumbus.org. And I don't want to, you know, people go, oh, Columbus. But you, if all you have to do is research it, this, and thank you for what you're doing, Basil. Thank you, man. Because it's been a struggle. We're always fighting with each other. We're always splintered. I was saying to Maria Bartiromo when we're doing the NEOF Gala at the end of the month. It's like, this is the first year that we are sticking together. And it's gentlemen and gals like yourself, Basil, that step up, you know, and really keep the heritage alive. Tell us what you're doing, my friend.
Well, just that, Joe. You know, we're dealing with the fact that you got a lot of historical revisionists out there that are trying to rewrite American history to conform with their own misguided social and political agendas. You know, their goal is to make a villain out of every prominent American historical figure. Columbus was just the first because he happened to be the earliest American historical figure. You know, the radical revisionists have violently torn down statues of Washington, Jefferson Roosevelt. Just last week, they tore down a statue of Abraham Lincoln in Portland, Oregon.
Yep,
now, if Lincoln isn't an American historical figure we can all admire and respect, who is? You know, revisionists want us to believe that there is more about our country that's evil than good, that we should be ashamed of who we are. You know, we all understand that our country isn't perfect and that there's always room for improvement, and we need to work together to improve the country to make sure that everybody's treated equally under the law. But we should also take pride in the fact that as a country, we've come closer to creating the most diverse, the most just, and the most advanced society in our history.
And around the world, God bless you for saying that, man. You're right on the money. Around the world. And as we celebrate the Italian-American community, we celebrate the Hispanic community, the Black community, the Chinese community, the Jewish community. We are a mosaic. And we know it as Italian-Americans more than anything else because we remember our parents and grandparents telling us about the racism that existed to Italian-Americans. That still holds fast to this day, you know? But can you get... This is what gets me, Basil, is that when my kids come home and they're told that Columbus was bad and the Italians were bad, and now they replace it with the Indigenous People Day, and you and I are going, whoa, 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 you got to look at the facts and make it, what the facts are wrong. Can you get into the school systems? That's what we have to do, and that's probably your toughest fight, yes?
You know, absolutely. The biggest problem we have is that all of the misinformation that's out there today was based on a book written back in the 1980s by a fellow named Zinn.
Yep.
And there was so much garbage and misinformation in that book that for whatever reason, it took hold and it became the standard teaching tool in America. And two generations of our children have been fed nothing but misinformation about this. You know, what I see here is that the other side doesn't want to discuss our differences of opinion and try to resolve them. You know, they want confrontation. They want to resort to violence. They want to destroy statues. They want to try and intimidate anybody who disagrees with them, including many of these big city mayors who give in to their demands, not because they're right, but because they're looking for a way to avoid violence in their cities. You know, what's occurring today, it is really ironic. 100 years ago, we had the Ku Klux Klan that was protesting Columbus, tearing down his statues, and intimidating politicians to do away with Columbus Day. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
You know, why? Because at that point in time, Columbus stood as a symbol of pride for Catholics, for Italian immigrants, and for immigrants as a whole. And the Ku Klux Klan didn't want immigrants in America. They felt we didn't belong here. So, you know, 100 years ago, we had the radicals on the right attacking Columbus, and today we have the radical revisionists on the left attacking Columbus. You know, I guess that old adage is that you can judge a person by their friends. You can certainly judge a person by their enemies. And if those are Columbus's enemies, that says a lot about them.
Amen. Basil Russo, thank you so much. I appreciate that so much, what you're saying. And not to forget, the Ku Klux Klan went after Italians, and they went against Columbus in a big way. That'll tell you exactly what's happening today. NoColumbus.org, Vice President of NoColumbus.org, KNOW. Basil, keep the fight, my brother. God bless you. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Great talking to you, Joe. Enjoyed it. Take care.
Thank you, Basil. Thank you so much, Basil Russo, right there. Let me run. I got to grab some calls. Let me go to Joe in the great town of Flemington, New Jersey. Joe, you're on the radio, man. How you doing?
All right, I'm doing all right. Could you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, brother.
Oh, cool. Hey, so anyway, you know, to further that man's point, you know, I don't know if you know this, but more Italian Americans were lynched in this country than black.
Yeah, in 1891 in New Orleans, that was the largest mass lynching of. And Joe, you know what? And this is exactly right. People don't know these facts. And why you're so aware of these facts? You seem so aware of these facts. Why is America not educated on this? Do you think, Joe?
Just like the gentleman said before, we have been. In my generation, I guess I'm a boomer because I was born in 63. I guess I'm at the tail end of it. And, you know, we've been fed crap. I mean, I remember being in my high school, and one of the best rated high schools in New Jersey, colleges were pretty impressed with what our high schools had, what our high school had to offer.
Yeah.
And yet we were taught things like when we went into the Philippines and we did the water cure or the water torture or whatever it was called, waterboarding. I don't know what they called it at the time. Yeah. But gotcha. But none of the things that we did save people from, none of the things that were really something to be proud of. And I mean, it's just we've lost our way, Joe. And to further your point, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're the host.
No. You're on a roll, man. I was just gonna say we appreciate what you're saying, but people don't get it. And you're being very, very objective and very, very even tempered about the whole thing. There's no hate involved. It just seems there's effort. Yes, please. A closing thought, Joe, because I love the way you're thinking.
Well, when it comes to race and the black man in this country, I want the best for all people. And President Trump is like raising all the boats in the harbor. He's not just favoring one group. He's making things better for anybody that's very poor to the very wealthy. Hey, what's wrong with that? What is the problem with that? It's just really sad to see that people could be so narrow-minded. Our president got criticized last year in 2019 for not going out to the fires in California. He was meeting with the black leadership in this country to do prison reform, things that Kamala Harris or whatever that idiot's name is, made it hard for her own people to just lock people up for a bag of weed and ruin their lives.
You're absolutely right, Joe. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it, man. And thanks for calling in, my friend. God bless you. I see all the other phone calls. I know, you keep going, but you're like me. You start talking, then you get fired up. You go, that guy's a moron. He's a moron. What is he doing? He's right about Kamala Harris. I don't know why, and I respectfully submit for thought, where is Nancy Pelosi on the fires? Where's Kamala Harris? Where's Adam Schiff? Where's Gavin Newsom? Where Feinstein? Where are they on the fires? California's burning, for crying out loud. Oh, my Lord. So thanks for the calls. We'll try to grab a couple more if we can. Let's go to Debbie right now on the roads on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Hi, Joe. The Garden State Parkway North up through exit 138, getting up through Cranford and Clark. Watch for construction. 208 northbound at 287 into Oakland. An overturned truck. Injuries involved. 280 west reopened in Harrison with that serious accident finally cleared. It's pretty tough on the eastbound Gowanus, getting up toward the Belt Merge. A disabled bus. It's in the HOV lane, but it's causing quite a delay. We're also seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to the eastbound BQE at Cabman Plaza with construction on the ramp. New England Thruway northbound exit 20 into Portchester. Right lane construction there. Mid-Hudson Bridge has some construction as well as you head eastbound Newburgh. Beacon Bridge, ongoing road work. Staten Island Expressway westbound getting out toward 440. More construction there. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Jay Sekulow sees more tricks from Pelosi.
What is Nancy Pelosi up to? Talking about a bill regarding the implementation of the 25th Amendment, which is used to remove, not through impeachment, the President of the United States. What is she up to? Jordan, what do you think?
This is politics to try and undermine the President's credibility as the Commander-in-Chief and leader going into an election, and it's disgusting.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
AmericanEagle.com is a proud family-owned web design and developer. In business since 1994, they've gone through the dot-com bubble, market crashes, and other periods of economic uncertainty. Through it all, they've grown and prospered, and today are one of the world's leading technology companies. All of us must do our part to defeat the current pandemic. With so many businesses having employees working remotely, there's been a huge increase in web traffic and online sales. E-learning, video conference calls, e-commerce, digital health, and other online services continue to grow. Digital transformation has never been more important. In times like these, you need a reliable technology partner you can count on, like AmericanEagle.com. Their world-class data center hosts thousands of websites and handles millions of transactions. Whether it's website design, integrating existing technologies, implementing the top CMS platforms, or digital marketing and hosting, AmericanEagle.com does it all. There's a famous saying, this too shall pass. We're all going to be stronger than ever when the current crisis is behind us, and AmericanEagle.com wants to be there to continue to grow your business. Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That number, 877-WEB-NOW and the number 1.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds and some intervals of sun today and mild this afternoon, high 65. Tonight will be mainly cloudy, damp and mild with some fog around late, low 59. Rather cloudy, damp and mild in the morning with areas of fog, then some sun and a bit warmer in the afternoon with a high nearing 70. On Wednesday, areas of low clouds and fog in the morning, otherwise clouds and some sunshine and warm with a high of 71. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:55, working our way to Mike Gallagher coming up. I've been telling you about Relief Factor for a while now from Pete and Seth Talbot. Great guys, really great guys, great patriots, men of faith, and really, really, again, grounded, down-to-earth people. They really just want to help you get out of pain. So if you're like me and you got kids, you got grandkids. I don't have grandkids yet, but I gotta keep going. I'm telling you. So if I have a little pain, and I'm surprised when I get pain, because I'm one of those macho guys, you know. I like to just keep moving, you know. And if I have pain, I go, oh, what now? What is that little pain? So I told you I had the knee pain, and then we talked to Pete and Seth. Al and I went on a Zoom meeting, and with Pete, and he goes, you got to try the 3-week Quick Start. I said, well, send it over. We'll try it, and then we'll be able to talk about it on the air. Well, I start the 3-week Quick Start. In 5 days, I was out of pain. 5 days, miraculously out of pain. That's me. And I ain't no clinical study. That's just what happened to me. 3-week Quick Start. And it's only $19.95. That's a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Pete and Seth know what they're talking about. Al's on Relief Factor, takes the Relief Factor. I take it. Debbie as well. ReliefFactor.com, please. ReliefFactor.com. $19.95, this 3-week Quick Start. You owe it to yourself to get out of pain. You can call 800-583-84. Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, gosh. You see, I was going to slide right to the calls, and now I hear the music, and we got to roll out and make way for Mike Gallagher. Could you just call? I'm looking at the names, and I'm telling you what, I will sear them into my brain, and I will remember them tomorrow when you call back, and we can get them starting at 6 a.m., all right? And I apologize for not getting to the call soon enough. We have a lot to do, a lot of business. You know what? We got this. We're going to get through this, and we're going to make this. And it's a crazy, crazy time, but fear not. I know there's a second wave of this pandemic. We got this. We will get through this, I promise you. And I appreciate you being with us. Joe Sebelia, thanks for a great show. Al, I love you. Always a great being with you, my friend, and Debbie Duhame as well. And when you get out there, you know, just try to make it the best day ever. Remember to God bless America. God bless your family. We are one nation under God. This is a great country. You are on the right path. Thank you for your patriotism. Make it a beautiful, beautiful day. And you know what Joey always tells you on the radio? You deserve.